Hello and welcome to Money Control. You're listening to In the News with me, Anvita Bansal. Today is March 3rd, 2020, and I'll be bringing you all the latest updates from India and around the world. But before that, a small note on our Money Control app. The stock pin option in the Money Control app helps investors get real-time prices. Do download the app and check it out now. Moving on to our top stories for the day. To begin with, we'll give you all the inside scoop of Delhi Chief Minister's meeting with Prime Minister Narendra Modi, which happened earlier today, along with what is the real reason of Prime Minister Modi stating that he will be giving up his social media account on Women's Day on March 8th. We'll also tell you how Yes Bank is in a little bit of a situation as it hunts for a foreign investor, and all the investors think that RBI may act as a hurdle. Vodafone has paid over Rs 3,000 crore in AGR dues. And lastly, we'll also give you all the latest updates on coronavirus and how India is taking urgent steps to limit its damage. To begin with, we'll give you all the inside scoop of Delhi Chief Minister's meeting with Prime Minister Narendra Modi, which happened earlier today, along with what is the real reason of Prime Minister Modi stating that he will be giving up his social media account on Women's Day on March 8th. Hi Atharva, thank you for joining in.
Hello. Like you mentioned, this is PM Modi and Kejriwal's first meet after Kejriwal took over as the chief minister.
Right.
For the third time, like you mentioned rightly. And this is also their first meet after the communal riots that rocked Northeast Delhi last week. Like we have been discussing over the past couple of days. The riot, they killed 47 people and they've injured more than 200. So this meeting comes against that background. And the meeting, like Kejriwal, after the meeting addressed the press and he said the meeting was about the violence that rocked Delhi. So after the meeting, Kejriwal told reporters that the Delhi police could have prevented loss of lives in the violence had it remained active and vigilant like the last few days. So now Kejriwal was referring to the rumors that were abound in the national capital on Sunday, when there were messages and there was a lot of buzz on social media saying that there is violence being reported from new localities in Delhi. After which the police had come out on the streets and had played a vital role, in fact, in quelling all these rumors. And there was no incident of fresh violence that was reported from Delhi. So that was something that the Delhi police had, the Delhi police did, and they were praised for that. That was what Kejriwal was referring to. He also told the reporters that the Prime Minister agreed that such violent incidents should not be repeated in Delhi. And he was asked a question regarding hate speeches by BJP leaders, certain BJP leaders like Kapil Mishra and Union Minister Anurag Thakur,
right,
as also Parvesh Marma, all these BJP leaders. To that, Kejriwal said that the Prime Minister and him, they did not discuss this specifically. However, he requested PM Modi to take stern action against those involved in the violence, no matter how influential he or she is. Kejriwal said that he has also sought the Prime Minister's help for the development of Delhi. This is something that he also did, and he also spoke about with the Union Home Minister Amit Shah. So this is basically what happened in the meeting, is what we know. So this is significant, like you mentioned, because this is the first meeting since Kejriwal took over as the Chief Minister, but also because this is the first meeting that comes right after the communal clashes in Northeast Delhi.
Alright, talking about Prime Minister Modi, Atharva, he tweeted that he won't be using any of his social media handles owing to Women's Day on March 8th.
Correct, that is right, but he tweeted that yesterday night, and there was a lot of frenzy, there was a lot of,
Halabaloo,
exactly, about that. And of course, I mean, because we all know that Prime Minister Narendra Modi is very active on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram, and, he keeps on updating about about his whereabouts and, you know, what his activities are on all these social media sites. So he's a very social media savvy person.
Right, right.
But then suddenly his announcement that he would be giving up the social media accounts, that had put a lot of people in tizzy. But then there was this whole aura of mystery around that, which he cleared today morning, when he said that on March 8, which is the Women's Day, International Women's Day, he will hand over his social media accounts to women whose life and work inspire us. So this is what he tweeted, I'm quoting, "This Women's Day, I will give away my social media accounts to women whose life and work inspire us. This will help them ignite motivation in millions. Are you such a woman or do you know such inspiring women? Share such stories using hashtag She Inspires Us." So this is the primary objective that a lot of people were discussing what has happened, like what is the reason why he's giving up his social media account. So now that mystery has been unraveled, so to speak.
Right. Thank you so much, Athara, for giving us all those details.
Thank you.
Moving on to our next story, since we have two confirmed cases of coronavirus since yesterday, I have my colleague Shraddha Sharma who will tell us how is India bracing up in controlling the damage of coronavirus disease. Hi Shraddha, thank you for joining in.
Hi Amrita. So Anvita, yes, as you said, in terms of what people around the world are doing, they're changing their daily habits at work, at home, you know, otherwise also they are avoiding handshakes, hugging and, you know, contact with people in general.
Right.
But if we talk about the latest developments from India, there was two fresh cases, as you said. We are hearing that social activist Sunita Krishnan, who was in isolation in Hyderabad, has been tested negative in the initial test for coronavirus.
Okay.
In terms of the first case that we have of coronavirus is a 45-year-old man in Delhi. So after that development, Noida school closed amid coronavirus concern. And, you know, Delhi resident had contracted coronavirus in Italy. Also attended a birthday party last week in which, you know, there were children and schoolmates. So UP medical authorities are on the way to the school. They have cancelled the examinations that were from today. They are shutting down the school and, you know, sanitizing it. The other case that came from Telangana, so Telangana government has also launched a 24/7 helpline service. They have said that in case there is any symptoms that, you know, people are experiencing of coronavirus that are, you know, somewhat like flu symptoms in terms of fever, cold, cough, respiratory issues as well. So they need to contact. The basic advisory that has come from the government is stay home and avoid, you know, crowded and public places. And also in case you are experiencing any of the symptoms, it's always advised to wear masks, to not, you know, transfer it to other people. That birthday party that I'm talking about happened in Hyatt. So the latest that is coming and it's breaking news that is coming right now is Hyatt in Delhi has, you know, instructed the staff that, you know, self-quarantine of the staff, basically. So they are also, you know, quarantining the staff as well, because that birthday party happened in Hyatt. So the dinner party was there. We are hearing that Shriram Millennium School has also postponed the exam, that is in Noida. So two schools have, you know, shut down for a while. That is mostly till March 9th until further notice. PM Modi has tweeted saying that, you know, to maintain calm and that an extensive review regarding preparedness is under check. So we are hearing that in terms of Delhi. So the Delhi CM has called for an urgent meeting with the health minister Satyendra Jain. So health advisories are being issued. CMO has gone to the hotels and restaurants to issue a advisory in terms of, you know, what should be done. Hotels and tourists in Agra are advised to report about visitors outside India, and advisory has been issued on COVID-19. Also, something that is worth noting is government has now restricted export of 26 pharma products.
Okay.
So previously, when it was fairly new in terms of initial weeks of February, so the government had said it'll be premature to actually ban the export of these pharma products, but now they have restricted the export. Civil Aviation Ministry is holding meetings with the airport in terms of, you know, preparedness and steps they take to, you know, detect.
Right.
In terms of the thermal test that was underway and the people who are coming from affected countries, that list has now increased. So now new countries are there and almost 70 countries have reported cases of COVID-19. So it is on the way of a pandemic,
right,
although not officially declared. So the health ministry on Tuesday had said that 6 cases with high viral load were detected during sample testing in Agra.
Okay.
And these people have been kept in isolation. There was a similar report, one case from Jaipur that was being reported and is kept in isolation. UN Health Agency has said that we have entered into this uncharted territory and it's a battle against the deadly coronavirus. And if we talk about these 2 confirmed cases in India, so the national carrier Air India has also asked the crew members of the flight that were in the flight on 25th February, that was Vienna to Delhi flight, to quarantine themselves for 14 days. It includes around 10 crew members, and it was that one patient who traveled in this flight,
okay,
that was, you know, later tested positive. Also, the first confirmed case that I was talking about in terms of Telangana, that one person is a 24-year-old software engineer. And all those who came in contact with the techie in Bangalore are being monitored as per the Karnataka health minister. So it was only, you know, certain that the person is infected with COVID-19 after he went to the state-run Gandhi Hospital. So all the close aides, neighbors are, you know, being tested.
Tested, yeah.
And because the man reached Bangalore on February 19th or 20th and later went to Hyderabad by bus. So there was a travel between Bangalore and Hyderabad by bus. So all of these people will probably be monitored because, you know, there's high risk. And Twitter has also put out an advisory to the staff and instructed globally, that is, to work from home and not travel to office.
Right.
So all the students, all the workers are said that if you are feeling sick and if there are, you know, any symptoms of COVID-19, is to avoid public places and wear a mask too so that you do not pass them to others. And one of the major WHO instruction, of course, was maintaining personal hygiene at individual levels in terms of washing your hands and, you know, trying to sanitize the surface that you think might be infected, because we do not know till now that for how long, although it could be few hours to maybe, you know, a couple of days, that the virus could be infecting, you know, surfaces of objects as well. Since we do not have clarity in for how long can that virus be on the object, it's always advisable whenever you are in public areas and you are touching surfaces to constantly wash hands. And if you are, you know, using a sanitizer, it needs to at least have 60 to 70% of
alcohol
in it. So, but it is advisable if you have access to water, just wash hands with soap and water,
right,
for at least 20 seconds. That is like thoroughly wash it.
Like something as basic as that. Right. We urge all our listeners to follow these precautionary measures. Thank you so much, Shraddha, for giving us all those details.
Thank you, Anvita, for having me.
Now, from the world of banking sector, as Yes Bank is in search for a foreign investor and many other potential investors are keen in investing in the bank. However, they all are unsure if the Reserve Bank of India will permit foreign ownership of above 74%. And to give us more details on the story, I have with me my colleague Ruchira.
Hi, Anvita. Yes Bank might face regulatory hurdles in its search for an investor. A source-based CNBC TV 18 exclusive suggested that foreign investors in particular might face issues when it comes to potentially investing in the lender. This is because the RBI might not relax its 74% foreign ownership limit. So overseas investors are uncertain as to how that will go. Yes Bank has been looking for an investor since September, which is when they announced their $2 billion capital raising plan. CNBC TV 18 reported that foreign investors have asked for a preferential issue price, which is below that of the SEBI formula, and SEBI has not agreed to it.